Greetings, heroes. My name is Medivas, and today I want to have a little chat about wasted potential. You know, it's something that is on the back of my mind a lot, especially lately, because I look at myself and how far I've come compared to where I was just a year ago, and then further back, like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you know, all that long time. And I'm completely astonished how I could have ever been like that. You know, the negative emotions, the negative outlook in general, being a complete pessimist, but selling it as being a realist, and all of that other shit, not only my old self, but most people do, because it's the normal and funny and accepted, is just really fucked up. And then you look at where you are right now, after you started improving for like 3 months, maybe 6, maybe a year. But you look where you are compared to before you started. And you see this huge leap. But you know, the person you are now can leap even further in another year, right? And so if you compound that, there, it's very easy to get sort of a negative, feedback from your own thoughts about, God damn, I wasted 10 years. I started 10 years too late, or I fell off the bandwagon like 10 times and I lost my focus 20 times and all of that other shit, and it just adds up and you're like, where could I be? What could I be if I haven't or hadn't done any of that? But the thing about that is, you're human. Humans have infinite potential, as I said last time, and I truly believe that anyone can do whatever the fuck they want if they want it bad enough, because they will find a way. That's what being human means, finding a way. But at the same time, we are not machines. And this is a really bad comparison, because machines make mistakes and have errors, a lot of them, especially in the software. You see, you know, there's a joke in coding where you just put a try-catch block around something that keeps acting up, because that's basically all errors are just going in here, and then you tell it to forget the error, and then the user has to try again, but maybe next time it works, right? But that's something coders joke about, and that's really just to hide in a lot of cases what's actually wrong with the software. And humans are a lot of the same. Like, we all have problems in our software, in our brains, and in our hardware. You know, some people are born in a different way. Some people have an accident and go there. So, you aren't perfect. So, expecting from yourself that you always act perfect, that's pretty stupid. And if you go from there, you can sort of start on forgiving yourself or your past self of fucking up. And then, instead of living in that regret of, oh fuck, I started 10 years late and God damn it, how stupid am I? You instant go to, well, if I start now, at least in 10 years, I won't be saying the same thing, right? Because, well, last 10 years, I busted my ass to get where I am. And that's really the entire idea, and that's, I don't know, I started this without a brilliant idea behind it. I was just waking up, I did the stuff I always do in the morning, so, you know, hygiene stuff, and then waiting myself, making breakfast for my grandma, making the beds, you know, the standard stuff, then doing some push-ups and all that shit. And then I was like, wait, I haven't recorded a podcast in some time again, and I don't want to turn it into another, oh yeah, I didn't upload for a year. That would, suck. I'm trying to not curse as much, but you know, that's just me. I curse a lot in English. That's my English personality. It's a salty sailor that likes to insult people. Either way. So, wasted potential, what does it actually mean? It's, I think, what's left at the end of your life. If you had done everything perfect and never made any mistakes at all, compared to where you ended up with all the mistakes and problems you had along the way. And that's a moot point. You know, wasted potential is really stupid. Because much like a lot of things I talk about, it's not real, right? Sure, what if you had done everything perfect? Maybe you would have changed the world already. But what if you had done everything perfect? Because of that, you stood like 2 meters further to the left that one time something exploded and it would have killed you. You know, what ifs are very useless. What if the world ends? What if world peace breaks out? What if it rains money and gold and we're all fucked because nothing is worth anything anymore? You know, just forget that shit. Forget the wasted potential. Forget the time you didn't start. And instead focus on the time you could start, which is right now. Not right now, now, of course, because I want you to keep listening until I'm done in like 5 minutes or so. But you get the general idea. Just start. And if you don't know where to start, that's understandable, then start with the smallest thing you can come up with, right? So for most people, actually, that will be diet, exercise, meditation. I think there are different base levels where the average person is at, right? There's the person who parties all the time, takes a ton of drugs, eats only shit, and, you know, never sleeps and never exercises. They're pretty low. For them, it's really easy to improve. It's hard mentally to go from I want to party all the time to I want to work out 3-4 times per week. But once you do flip that little switch in your head, the actual improvement will be very fast. If you are like 300 kilos and suddenly you eat less and you like walk 15 minutes outside per day, suddenly you drop really fast compared to someone who's almost at their perfect weight or their ideal weight, whatever. And they start doing the same. For them, it has smaller impact, right? Same as going from we can't do a single push-up to one and then compared from 1 to 10. You know, it's the progress early is harder in your head but easier in your physical self, while later on it's easier in your head to just stick with it. But your body will need a lot more work to catch up, or your physical reality. And yeah, that's just something you have to realize, that you just have to start with the smallest thing. So if you don't sleep regularly and to the right times, I don't, but you know, I'm a weird robot, so I can do that. But if you don't, just try it for a while. Just pick the time you want to have or the time you can have with your job, and then, you know, aim for the 8 hours and do it every night for a week, or maybe 2 weeks, and then see how you feel. Or if you do that already, then maybe reduce your sugar and increase your protein a little bit in your diet. And then if you do that, you work out a bit. Just some physical body exercises like push-ups and sit-ups and squats. No, just a few, like maybe do 10, 15 minutes, 5 minutes of each exercise of those, not just repping them out 2 or 3 times per week. It's a start. It's not much, but you got to start somewhere, right? And then once you do that, you add a meditation, 10 minutes every morning. Go to the bathroom, you get the most important stuff out of the way. Then you sit down in a sort of tense, but also relaxed position where you're sort of in the middle, so you can't fall asleep. But you also are not really uncomfortable. And then you just focus on your breathing and try to like, go with the breath, let your head do whatever it wants to do, really. And then you have the sleep, the diet, the fitness, and the meditation raised from wherever you were below 1 to 1, right? And that changed already. If you look at the studies for each of those points, that change should already be immense. Someone who doesn't do any of these 4 things, like no poor sleep, diet, fitness, or meditation, if you start doing all 4 of those, the change will be tremendous in your mind, in your body, in everything, really. And especially the meditation, I have read about that more lately. 10 minutes per day for a few weeks, and you basically age backwards, apparently, to some studies. So the telomeres, which is the like end cap on your DNA that determines how quickly you age, right? Because every time you copy something, the copy of your copy gets sort of worse. And that's what your body is doing all the time. And the telomeres are sort of the little cap on top of it. And it gets damaged every time they do it. So it becomes shorter and eventually it's gone and you look like you were in the sun too long and sort of waste away. that's being old and dying. But meditating every day for 10 to 15 minutes, it actually sort of helps your body relax that and grow it back a bit, apparently. I don't know entirely. You know, I'm not a scientist in that area. So I just look at the statistics and they're like, yeah, and most of our test subjects, this happened. And I'm like, yeah, well, that sounds intriguing. Like, what's the downside of meditating every day for 10, 15 minutes? Well, I wasted 10, 15 minutes. But I will probably do that on Netflix or video games or, I don't know, talking to my neighbor outside after we both got coffee, even though we should stay inside. So that's not really a negative. The positive, well, I'm going to be clearer in my head. I'm going to be calmer, going to be more focused. I might even age backwards. And that sounds like a great upside for that downside. And that's really how you should approach most things, because people focus on the downside of things too much and they don't look at the positives at all, or they undervalue them or overvalue the downsides, I guess. So for some people, if you tell them, yeah, meditate 10 minutes every day, they're going to be like, oh, what? I got to waste 10 minutes every day? What the fuck, bro? But the same people then go on and binge a new show on Netflix for 8 hours. And they didn't get anything out of that. There are some ways to get something out of that, and I talked about that before, where if you use stories, any form of story really, it can be a game, it can be a movie, it can be a book, can be an anime or other show, doesn't matter. If you use those stories to learn from them and motivate you and then take action from that motivation, that's great. But let's be fair, most people don't do that. I mean, some nerds do, I know that. Like, there's some dudes who just are really ripped because as children or teens, they watched Dragon Ball and they were like, yeah, I want to have that fucking power level and fly around. They probably won't, to be fair, but they're going to try anyway, right? So that's something where some childlike dreaming just got into them and they started working out and now they look like they can't go through a door normally and have to turn sideways. And yeah, so just try to focus on the better things or reduce the value of downside in some of those basic things. Just start with the basics. And if you're doing all four already, so you sleep properly, you eat, you work out, you meditate, first you can ramp those up and then you can add more, like proper breathing and different types of workout. You can do cardio and weights, you know. And then maybe you learn to cook a little bit, and that can also be really cool. Or learn an instrument that helps you create new pathways in your brain. It's pretty cool. I never done it. Well, not done it in who knows how many years. Back in school, I learned a few instruments, and then I never used them again, so no, I can't do anything. But hey, thinking this out already again. Look at me rambling ago. But the point was, there is something you can do today to get over the thought of wasted potential just by increasing your new potential at infinitum. Like, just aim for infinity, just for being amazing. And maybe you fall short, most likely you will fall short, but that doesn't matter. Because that you aim for could never be in a flawed world. But the you will end up with is still pretty great. And that's really what it's about, right? That's what people tell you, to not compare yourself to others, but to your old self. And it sounds like cliche, but it's true. Thank you for listening and hanging out. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please share it around. I could really use some more traffic because I want to help more people. And I can't do that if the same four people always listen to my stuff. I'm not sure if it's always the same people. I don't have names, but here we are. Anyways, you know what I always say? As always, keep on adventuring. Bye-bye.